And happy to welcome Nadia Jakinski and Mary Wheeler, both from the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's great to see you this morning. I appreciate you coming in. You're here to talk about what's going on at the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Nadia, you're the curator who just began working here in September of last year. So this is your first summer season, correct?
That's right. So yesterday we had our first group of cruise ship passengers come in, and it's a very different environment, a lot of activity at our museum. It's pretty exciting.
That's a good kickoff to a summer. And Mary Wheeler, you are from Yakutat, and you're the business manager at the gift shop, or just the whole museum?
I'm the business manager for the nonprofit organization, The Friends, supports the museum.
All right, great. Well, welcome, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
So yesterday was a nice day. And you had some people in looking at your things, and you have some events coming up that I think we need to let our listeners know about.
Yeah, we'd like to let people know that we've received some really incredible grants this year that's allowing us to bring in a group of 9 artists from around the state. And one of those is from the Alaska Humanities Forum. It's a grant that's titled Documenting Artistic Technologies Connecting Artists and Our Community and Museum Collections. And the other one is a grant from the Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indian with Kevin Lewis, who is an outreach coordinator from the National Museum of the American Indian Smithsonian. And so for our first activity that we're having, Coral Chernoff, who is an Aleutic artist from Kodiak, Alaska, she'll be coming next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, primarily to study our fish skin and gut collections. But also on Wednesday, she's going to be having a sinew spinning class, which is going to be at our museum from 4 to 6 p.m. It's $20. And Coral's an absolutely incredible artist. She's an ivory carver. She's a mass carver. And she's been experimenting with processing seals and processing bears, using bear hearts to make bags. And so we're really excited to have her here.
And that's a class that anyone can register for?
Yes, we hope that that anyone who's interested can just walk in the door and register for. It'd be great if you could call us in advance. And you can either call the museum at 747-8904 or Mary's phone number, which is
747-6233. And I believe we have maybe about 6 spots left. Is that correct?
Oh, it's probably filling up pretty quickly.
Well, maybe. I think there's more like 10, but still. Please call and sign up. It'll be a lot of fun. And she's also going to be doing a demonstration on Thursday, so that'll be great.
Is that going to be during the day also?
That's going to be during the day. It'll probably be from 9 to noon or something like this. So
if people want to stop by, meet the artist, and see what she's doing.
Mm-hmm, then we hope you do and come and see her work and see how it relates to our collections, because one of the highlights of our collections really are the gut and fish skin materials that we have. We have an incredible clothing collection, mainly from the Yupik parts of Alaska, but also there's fish skin clothing that's from way up north in Alaska, and it was also used on Kodiak Island. So it's really exciting to get to work with artists who are involved in reviving these skills and traditions.
Now, you, before we go on to your next, because I know you have a lot of things going on this summer, we want to get to most of them, but Nadia, you grew up in Homer, mm-hmm. and Mary, you're from Yakutat, so nice local flavor in you guys. Between the two of you, I'm imagining have quite a network of people and artists that you know. Did that help you in figuring out who you wanted to bring?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up in Alaska, if you're interested in the arts, you get to meet a lot of artists. And Mary's family, it sounds like they're all artists, so it's been really fun to meet her mother, who's going to be coming later on this month. And
oh, can you tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. My mother's Jenny Wheeler, and she is presently in Yakutat. She'll be here also for a collection study, and she'll be here in the beginning of June for her collection study, and when she returns to Yakutat, she'll also do a community program. So stay posted. Check out our website at the friendsofsjm.com, and we're going to be posting accurate dates or any dates that change. We'll be posting them there as well on Facebook.
Okay. So that's coming up the beginning of June. And what else do you have for people that you want to let them know about?
So they might also want to put on their calendar that Marlene Nielsen, she's from Kakanuk, Alaska. It's on Lake Iliamna, a small Yupik village. She's going to be coming the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of May. She's a doll maker. She makes dolls out of fish skin also. So we're really excited to be able to bring her here from such a small community. And it'll be her first time visiting Sitka. And then on May 31st through June 7th, we have a mask carver from Point Hope, Alaska, named Art Umuktuk, who is going to be coming down. Right now, he's whaling, I believe, up in Point Hope. So he might be sharing some of his experiences about whaling with us while he's here. He's going to be doing a public lecture about his work and the community of Point Hope on June 2nd. And having Art here is really exciting for us because we have one of the largest collections of masks from Point Hope. There's about 129 of them. And
are those all on display?
They are not all on display.
Ah, okay.
So currently we've got about a third of our collection on display in the museum gallery. And one of the most exciting parts about this job is that we have this collections room that's full of drawers and cabinets that you can open up. And it's just filled with really incredible artifacts from all over the state. So Mary and I often spend some time back there pulling open drawers and discovering new artifacts.
I can hear the ooh and the ahs now.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what this program or these programs are about, is bringing these people in and giving them the chance to study our collections. I think as an artist, it's important to know that the museums a lot of times will open up their collections so you can study them. And that's something that was new information to me just as coming on as the Friends manager.
And you came on just about the same time. You guys were hired pretty much in the same time frame there, right?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. It came on same time Nadia did.
Yeah. So being able to have your collection available for research and looking at how things were made 150 years ago is probably a real bonus for people doing work now.
Yeah, and it definitely makes the collections come alive also when you have people that are still working with the same materials or use similar imagery in their work today. So that's really exciting.
Now, one of you, I think it was you, Mary, who mentioned that people will be going back into their communities then. And what's that part of this grant about? How does that work?
Part of that grant is it's part of the... It's bringing the collections alive. It's going back and it's teaching the community what these artists have learned. So it's the whole community benefiting from the collection study instead of just one person. So these people are kind of, I don't want to say obligated, but part of finishing the grant portion or the program portion is going back into those communities and teaching what they've learned. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people can benefit from it.
And is that true with pretty much all the artists that are coming then?
Yeah. So pretty much all the artists that are coming are going to be doing some sort of a workshop in their home community. So we have one local artist that's going to be participating, and that's Tommy Joseph, who is probably most of you in Sitka know, an amazing carver. And so he's not sure what the topic of his workshop's going to be, possibly halibut hook carving, but
not decided totally yet.
No, we'll keep you posted. So we're excited that he's going to be here. And we also do have the opportunity, besides Coral's sinew processing workshop next Wednesday, there will be one other local workshop that we're offering, which is a salmon skin processing and basket sewing, which is taking place in July the 19th, 20th, and 21st with Audrey Armstrong, who is an Athabascan beater. She also works with fur, and this fish skin is something she's been working on for the last couple decades, I believe. And so we're really excited about that. And call us and sign up. That one's really filling up quickly, that workshop space. So
now, you were before we opened the mics, I remember that Terry Rothkar's name swept by there in one of our off conversations. Is she a part of this also?
So Terry Rothkar is a part of this because she's one of the individuals who helped us in getting this Smithsonian grant. She kind of told us about it, and so we're really grateful to her for putting our name out there and helping us with this grant. But beginning on June 2nd, does that sound right, Mary? June 2nd?
Yep, 2nd or the 3rd, I believe.
Yeah, she has a group of conservators from the National Museum of Natural History at the Smithsonian that are going to be coming to Sitka to learn how to process and gather spruce roots with her. And so they're going to be going out via kayak and gathering spruce roots, and then they're going to be looking at collections. Since they care for collections at the Smithsonian that are from this area, Terry wants to give them kind of a place-based education mm-hmm. about spruce roots and how they relate to the environment. And so in June, we're hosting them. They're going to be doing a lecture about their project, and it'll be a really good opportunity for artists that are locally here to network with some people from the Smithsonian, because they have some incredible programs for artists that allow artists to travel to Washington, D.C. to look at some of the collections there. So,
well, you women are going to, you have been busy already, and you're going to stay busy, it sounds like, for all of your summer.
Well, we have a full summer for sure.
Well, let's give our listeners that website again.
Yep, the website is friendsofsjm.com.
Okay.
And you can also find us on Facebook at Friends of the Sheldon Jackson Museum Gift Shop. And we post upcoming events on there, so look mm-hmm. for us there.
Okay. And a phone number?
Yep. You can call the gift shop at 747-6233, or you could also call Nadia's line, which is
747-8904, or the main museum line is 747-8981.
And what are your hours for the summer? Do you know now?
Yes, starting after May 13th, we're going to be open 7 days a week from 9 to 5. So you have lots of opportunity to come in and see our pieces on display. And if you're an artist out there and you're ever interested in coming to look at the back collections with me, then please give me a call.
Very good.
And we also have a Mother's Day sale. Don't forget about your mother. We have the sale going on through May 12th, which is 25% off all necklaces and 15% off our cedar roses.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Very interesting, and you have lots going on. And hopefully your summer will be a good one.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care and have a great day. And we're just hearing from the Sheldon Jackson Museum curator, Nadia Jakinski, and the business manager of the Friends organization there, Mary Wheeler. And as you heard, they've got a lot going on at the SJ Museum, so there you are. Garrison Keillor up next.